More bad news concerning the U.S. labor market. Yesterday, the government said first-time unemployment claims rose to their highest level in 9 years. There also was word of further layoffs in the struggling telecommunications industry. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Labor Department said 445,000 people signed up for unemployment benefits last week, which was more than any time since July 1992. The number was somewhat distorted. As they do each summer, auto companies laid off workers while they retooled their plants. But seasonal factors aside, the number was still higher than expected. The news came on the same day that two more big telecommunications companies announced further layoffs. Motorola said it would eliminate 30,000 jobs instead of the 26,000 previously announced, and Lucent also suggested it would have to lay off more people. John Challenger heads the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
These are second and third rounds of cuts. These companies that had hoped to turn the corner by now are finding that the revenues just aren't turning up, and they are now laying off even more people.
Challenger says some 770,000 jobs have been eliminated this year in the United States, more than two-fifths of them in technology. The unemployment rate, which was 3.9% at its lowest level last year, has climbed to 4.5%, and many economists expect it to reach 5% by the end of the year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.